Good morning. Well, my mom is here with me today because my husband couldn't be here. I know a lot of you, but not all of you, because I'm an 11 o'clock person. So it's nice to see everybody. There's lots of people here. Pray I don't have a heart attack. I'm not a public speaker. That's not my talent by any means. And as you heard Pastor Choi say, he was at the class when I, for some reason, felt like I needed to speak about tithing. And now I'm here, so be careful what you say in front of Pastor Choi. Okay, here goes. My search for the answer for what exactly does tithing mean to me. For many years, I have pondered the idea of tithing. What does it mean? How could it actually be possible to do? Is tithing just money? Can it be a combination of time, talents, and treasure? Would that be cheating? Do I tithe on gross income? Net? Would that be cheating? Does tithing even pertain to the modern world? Things are different now than so many years ago. That 10% stated in the Old Testament pertained to the children of Israel, not to me. What if this Christian stuff is all a big hoax? Do I really want to take the chance and tithe? Bruce and I bought our first house in Metuchen many years ago. It was at the peak of the market. We paid above asking price, $124,000, which was a small fortune to us. Actually, it was a huge fortune. Our oldest daughter, Heather, was 1 year old. I worked full-time nights as a pediatric nurse. Bruce, full-time days for Bell Atlantic. It worked for us because we needed minimal daycare. Our budget was stretched, so my mom bought Heather's diapers and helped us out with food. We went to church and donated a few bucks and a little time and talent, basically what was convenient for us. Tithing on income, out of the question. We made our first mortgage payment, and guess what? Black Monday hit. The stock market crash occurred, and the housing market crashed. Flash forward 8 years, still in Metuchen, 2 kids. We were okay. Small 2-bedroom townhouse, 1 room for them and 1 for us, until Brendan came along. Now what? Well, it just so happened that Bruce's sister, Patty's mother-in-law, was having a very hard time selling her house, their house in Barnegat, after the death of her husband. To make a long story short, I went down to Barnegat with Patty, not Bruce, because he would have said no, looked at the house, and that was it. I called Bruce and said, I am buying a house. He told me I was crazy. We did buy the house, though, sold our townhouse for $74,000, just a small loss of $50,000. And with my grandmother's help, moved to Barnegat. We still went to church, gave a few bucks and some time. Tithing on our income was not going to happen, ever. We barely had enough for ourselves. Move ahead in time about 8 years. The pastor of Forked River Presbyterian leaves, and a new pastor is found. We tried to adjust, but it just wasn't working out. I worked with Sue Harkness at a school in Barnegat, and she told me about this great pastor at Manahawkin United Methodist Church. So I dragged Bruce along against his wishes. He hates change. And tried church out one Sunday. The sermon was beyond inspiring. It spoke to me. We were greeted and welcomed. Everyone was friendly. The next week was the same. Reverend Clark's sermon spoke to me. I told Bruce I wanted to join. He sighed and said, only if we sit in the back. We are not volunteering for anything. Whatever. We joined. I liked Clark's sermon so much that we gave a little more. I was introduced to Wanda Detweiler, and she asked me to join the evangelism committee. Bruce joined finance, so much for sitting in the back and doing nothing. We participated in Wanda and Ron's Bible study, and my faith grew. Wanda and Ron tithed on income as well as time and talent. They were open about it. They were happy, friendly, and they tithed. The questions I had held at bay came back with full force. Was it possible? How could it be possible? There's no way it was possible. We had 3 teenagers. Gymnastics lessons were expensive. Sports equipment was expensive. We were saving for college, retirement, and forget about future weddings. The girls would be on their own. We had car payments, Christmas gifts to buy, the mortgage, and house repairs. I asked Wanda, how do you do it? Does it have to be 10%? Wanda told me it has to be from your heart. Do what you are comfortable with. I asked Clark. He said, God tells us to tithe your time, treasure, and talents. Pray about it. Try it. I couldn't. There wouldn't be enough. I really struggled during stewardship months. Just about 2.5 years ago, I couldn't take it anymore. I wasn't happy. I felt like I was cheating. What is a tithe? It hit me. I've known the answer all along. It's in black and white throughout the Bible. There was no rocket science involved. I've always known the answer and chose to ignore it out of fear. I didn't trust God to take care of all of my needs. I was a fake. I wasn't giving cheerfully, generously, willingly, and selflessly. My giving was based on my comfort level. I was being stingy. I professed that I was Christian and a follower of God, and I was cheating both God and my church. I had my check all written out for our agreed-upon pledge and knew what I had to do. I turned to Bruce during service and said, "We're tithing starting today." He told me I was crazy. I hear that a lot from him. I wrote out a new check and handed it over. Bruce never said another word. Well, it's 2.5 years later, and guess what? Tithing works for us. I am happy. That nagging, annoying voice and feeling of being a cheater is gone. Heather and Amanda and Brendan each took a small college loan, worked hard to receive good academic scholarships, and we supplemented the rest. Bruce sold his boat. We have clothes on our back. Mine don't always match, but who cares? We refinanced the house. We drive older cars. We even have some money to give Heather and Ed for their wedding. Occasionally, I'll ask the kids if they resent that I give money to the church instead of for some of their needs. They roll their eyes and tell me I am being ridiculous. They are fine. Every once in a while, the devil shows up and puts those annoying doubts in my head. You could pay for the whole wedding, get a new car, buy a bigger house. I take a breath and breathe and tell him to go away. I have enough. I will always have enough as long as I trust in God. Amen.
Praise God. Thanks, Maureen, for your testimony.